RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
All right, everybody. This is the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson. And today from Vapor Trail Archery, I got my good buddy over here, Ricky Brule. Ricky. How many people call you Slick Rick?
I have been called that a few times. It's not super common, but yeah, when I was a kid, my nickname was just Slicky.
Slicky. Okay.
Yeah.
Slicky seems more gross than Slick Rick. Like, no offense, but yeah. Like Slicky's yeah. Like, oh, here comes Slicky, like the kid who never takes showers.
Yeah.
Or like, but like Slick Rick seems like a playboy.
Yeah.
Slick Rick just seems like everything goes his way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've got another group of friends that call me Pretty Ricky. That's a character from the old Martin. You remember Martin, the TV show, the comedy show? He had a friend or a character on there that they called Pretty Ricky. So I got a group of people that call me that.
Wasn't Pretty Ricky like a guy who was trying to be into R&B?
I honestly don't know for sure. I've never actually taken the opportunity to look it up. But
all right. Actually, Pretty Ricky is also a hip hop group. Did you know that?
No. I didn't know that.
And here are a couple of their names: Pleasure P, Spectacular Smith, Diamond Blue Smith, and then one guy is Playboy, and the other guy has just a normal name, like his name's Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
So, yeah, pretty Ricky, dude. Anyway, I think you should change your legally change your name to Slick Rick.
There you go.
Yeah,
I might do that.
Yeah. All right. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's episode, though, I want to send a huge shout out to our partner over at Reveal Trail Cameras. I'm talking about a cellular trail camera that is very easy to use. And what I mean by that is you download the app, you put batteries in the camera, you scan a QR code, and in that time, you have a fully functioning cellular trail camera. On top of that, their mobile app has a lot of very brand new functionality, especially on mapping and tracking data and organizing your pictures and the ability to drop pins now. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe they're also doing some predictive deer movement type stuff on there, just like a lot of the other mapping softwares are. So go to tacticam.com/cameras and check out the brand new Ultra and all of its functionality. Reveal Trail Cameras, badass. So, all right. What's been happening in your opinion, what's been happening in the compound bow arrow rest market over the last couple of years? Has there been trends? Are you guys following trends? Are you coming up with new and innovative technologies? Fill us in.
I mean, basically what we're trying to do is we're just trying to answer the call, you know? So, limb driven is still fairly new to the industry, relatively speaking. I believe that QAD still kind of holds the majority of the market. And a lot of that has to do with their history. They've got a very good marketing plan, and I think they've got dealers behind them, you know, as far as like providing the proper margins and everything like that for the dealers. But we're basically trying to, and we've actually had this conversation with a couple of guys over at Hamsky too, is trying to just create more awareness for the technology, because it is more forgiving, and it does develop and help with better downrange accuracy. But it just kind of depends, right? Like a majority of archers probably are in that, you know, shooting 30 to 40, maybe 50 yard range. And so whether you need to have that better downrange accuracy or not is debatable. But yeah, everything with our stuff again is just trying to answer the call. So every time we ask a dealer or ask a customer, why not limb driven, or why would you not go that route? And so every innovation we've made is trying to answer and trying to solve the issue that they bring up. And one of the big ones that has been talked about quite a bit is that our arrow rests don't offer a quote unquote lockup feature. And so, you know, like your QADs, your ripcords, those arrow rests, you know, you can lock them in the up position when you're at brace. You get in the stand, you lock them up, your arrows, you know, being supported, you hang the bow on the hook, and it's ready to go. And with the limb drivers, you don't really have that ability. And one of the reasons we've avoided creating that technology is because part of the advancement is that you have a free floating head. So it's not static. Basically, when you shoot, that spring in there can actually help cushion the oscillation of the arrow, any imperfections in the arrow flight. And that's what kind of gives you that better downrange accuracy. And so when you have a lockup feature, you're kind of eliminating that. And so you're taking away from the technology. And so recently we've actually come out with a new product. It's an accessory that we call a float. And it's just an inline product. It's an accessory that you put into the activation cord. You install it in the activation yep. cord of the arrow rest itself. You push a little button. It allows the spring and the rest to pull your arrow up and support your arrow. And then when you draw back, there's a spring in there that clicks it into a little sear and engages it. So then when you shoot, it pulls it away. And so that's where we've been trying to go with that, is provide that option for people, because they've been asking about it for the better part of a decade. I mean, tens of thousands of people are like, yeah, I I would shoot a limb driver. I would try a limb driver if it had this feature. And so that's kind of the direction that we've taken it. And everything has really gone really pretty high end too. Hamsky just launched their R7. They're 10 bucks under ours, which is a clever move. But we launched the Victor last year, and it's just one of those rests that has all the bells and whistles. I mean, it's got everything you could possibly think of. So,
yeah. And so what was the rest that you were just talking about, the Victor?
Yes.
And that now is up, right?
Is
that or not?
It does not have a lockup feature.
Okay.
But with the accessory, the float, then it does. And so that accessory works across our entire line of aero rests. In fact, we believe.
Looking at it now. Yeah, yes.
In fact, we believe that we've tested it on other limb driven products as well, from our competitors, and it's functioned great. We can't promise that it's going to work, but because we've only been able to test it on a few, we can only promise that it's going to work with our line of products, but we do believe that it will work with anything limb driven. Hypothetically speaking, it should.
Yes. Okay. As someone who uses a Vapor Trail, rest, I'm going to give my two cents, here, whether it's wanted or not. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your rest comes with a riser cushion that has the little, you can lay the aero right down in there.
Yep. That's okay. Called the shag pad. Yep.
You said shag pad.
Yep.
Shag pad. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it lays right down on there. So the aero isn't kind of bouncing back and forth a lot. I mean, it's not just resting right on the riser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so from a tree stand standpoint, I've had zero issues with this method or with anything like that. And, I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. It's still contained. You know what I mean?
Yep.
There's containment on it. So the arrow's not flopping around. I don't care what rest you're using. I'll just go to my, before the company was sold, Ripcord used to be my favorite aero rest, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why. I was very confident in it.
Yeah.
And then when it got sold, the company changed, the products changed. I moved on. And this is where I picked up a Vapor Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I didn't mind it. But at the same time, whether the rest is locked into up position or it's not, you turn it sideways, the arrow still moves and still falls out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I actually, when I go out west, prefer yours better moving through the landscape with my finger over top of the arrow and my hand on the grip.
Mm-hmm.
And that way it's not bouncing. It's not making noise. It's not moving around. Cause using an arrow rest in a fixed up position, you can't do that too, and the arrow bounces around, and there's a lack of stability there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at something like that, and I go, in the tree stand for me, it doesn't matter, but I prefer an unlocked rest when I'm doing spot and stalk, especially in thick,
mm-hmm.
Thick vegetation.
Right.
So, take that however you, the audience, you guys want to take it, or Ricky, however you want to take it. Like, I, that's just my personal view on it.
Yeah. And honestly, you and I kind of share the same sentiment when it comes to that. Honestly, part of the reason why it's taken us so long to come out with something in this regard is we're trying to come up with something that we never wanted to put a mechanism or something that could fail in the rest itself.
Right.
And so we want to keep it simple. We've always preached that we want to make sure that it's going to drop guaranteed every time.
Yep.
And when you have a lockup feature like that, you have an opportunity for it to fail. And so even with the way that this functions, right, you have a free floating head. So when we were doing our testing with the float, we had to play around with different springs and all kinds of different stuff. And so through that R&D phase, you would have moments where the product wouldn't engage. So then when I would shoot, the arrow rest wouldn't drop or the blade wouldn't drop.
Yeah.
But the beauty is that it's on that free floating head and it's on a spring. So at 20 yards, my fletchings would hit the blade, but my point of impact would only change maybe an inch. Now, again, I'm just speaking for why, again, the free-floating head is more crucial. Because if, say, a QAD in the locked-up position fails, your blades are going to hit that, or your vanes are going to hit that blade, and your arrow is going to careen off into no man's land. So, so again, like going back to what you were saying, is I don't really see a purpose for it. I don't see a need for it. Obviously, I've been with Vapor Trail. I'll be going on 20 years now. I've only shot limb driven, to be honest, except for a little Tiger Tough flipper that I had before that, but. And I've tuned thousands of bows with QADs and other cable driven rests too. And again, they work great. And so it's not to say that, that you can't use that technology as well. But for me, again, when I'm out west, that shag pad, which by the way, stands for shelf hushing arrow grabbing, is what it means. So, so that little, U-shaped unit on the front there, the durometer of that material is very grippy. So you can tilt your bow almost at a 90 degree and that arrow will still stay in there. But to your point, when you're out west, the way I hold my bow is I kind of hold it by the grip and then I use my thumb to support the arrow. As I walk, and then if you got to do a belly crawl or something like that, like you said, then you can just put your finger on it. And we used to tell people that all the time, like at the ATA show, when they would say that same thing, like, "Hey, we want, you know, a lockup feature," and we would always just take our finger and just wrap it around the shelf, you know, and grab your arrow to hold it. It's like, there's your answer. But again, we want to provide options for as many customers as we possibly can. That helps to, I think, bring the technology to the market. It creates more brand awareness. And so we finally just said, all right, we need to come up with a solution. We need to figure something out. And so.
And that's the float.
Yep. Yep. And, okay. And a funny behind the scenes story, actually, the concept, I had an idea for it a long time ago, and it was basically like, for anybody who has ever used a G5 C-Max limb driven arrow rest, they had a device on the front where you could push a button and then the arm would come up so you could support your arrow. But it had a lot of failures. It had a lot of problems. And so they dumped it and they don't sell it anymore. But my thought process was taking that same mechanism, but putting it up on the limb. So now again, it's an accessory and we're not having to put that complicated mechanism in the rest. But the concept of adding that weight to your limb and trying to make that all function, was just a little bit too overwhelming to try to figure out. So our current owner was like, well, what if we did this? And he went on Amazon and he bought a shock, like a little mini shock for an RC car on Amazon. It shipped. We kind of played around with it. We took it apart. He like reversed it, reversed the spring inside the mechanism and figured out a way to make it function the way that we wanted to. And so that was how the float concept was born. Originally was basically just a little RC car shock that was bought off of Amazon.
Okay. Go into more detail about what the float actually is and how it works.
So essentially when it comes to limb driven, basically you're, for the folks that don't know, you have your activation cord goes to the limb. And so when you draw the bow, the limb flexes and there's a spring in the arrow rest that pulls your arrow into the up position when you start to draw. And so this device is it's basically got, it's like a cylindrical device that has like a little piston inside. There's a spring inside of the device that when you push the button, it's light enough where the spring inside the rest will like supersede its strength and will allow the blade to come up and lift your arrow. When you draw back and your limb starts to flex, the spring inside the device is strong enough to basically pull up the slack of the activation cord itself. And so that piston will pull inside the device, and then it will engage into a little sear and lock. So now when you shoot, the blade will come down. So it's very difficult to explain, but the video, we've got several videos out there that show how it functions.
So it basically just absorbs the tension to keep the limb up at all times, even during full draw.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Now that I know how that works, what you talked a lot about, I want to talk about the AeroRest market for just a second, and not necessarily just the market, but because the way that you talk about a fixed upright position, and you've created this float to somewhat answer the question to the consumer who wants a locked upright position rest, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you guys don't have a locked upright like this, but you gave me an answer to why it's not, like why it's not a good thing, or like what your guys's point of view is on why locked upright may have potential increase in failure rate or something like that. Mm-hmm. When you go and start to talk to like mom and pop shops or dealers or the big box stores that carry your products, whatever the case is, do they even care what you have to say about the technology, or are they just like, what are your margins? Like,
yeah, a lot of it is, it's always going to be margins. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, if your margin's not there, they're like, there's no point in me even trying to sell this thing. Mm-hmm. So we go into it knowing that and ensuring that our product is going to have, you know, is going to be sellable and have a margin. If it doesn't, then there's no point in us bringing it to market. And so we go into it with that. Obviously, we don't want to have that conversation, right? And dealers are ecstatic about this product. They're excited because that, again, is dealers are the individuals that are coming to us and saying, look, I could sell more limb drivers if it had this functionality.
Yeah.
Build that into your AeroRest and then we'll sell more. And so they're ecstatic in the fact that not only is it going to work with our line of products, but it should work with our competitors' products as well. And for us, it's actually been very successful too, in that we've had a lot of dealers that have kind of shied away from our products simply because they're just the tried and true, right? You know, you get a lot of guys that come in, they just say, hey, I want whatever you use. And so many of these dealers are already shooting QADs. They've been shooting them for 25 years and that's all they're going to use, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But now they have the ability to say, look, here's another option. And if you want this feature, you have it. And the thing about it is I do caution against like a lockup feature. But again, I want to stress that this is not a lockup, and that's why we call it the float. We wanted to have the feature, but we wanted to make it better, and we wanted to make it universal so it could be used across the board, not just with our products. And we get a lot of people that ask us that, why not just build it into the product? And again, I'll reiterate that there are companies that have had to basically completely drop and discontinue their product simply because the mechanism failed too many times. And this is optional. You don't have to use it if you don't want to, but if you want the feature, it's only going to cost you $60.
Yeah. Okay. This is a devil's advocate question from just a strictly business and numbers standpoint.
Yeah.
Why not just, if so many people want a lock up, you know, a rest that is, can be locked in the upright position, why not give them a rest that can be locked in the upright position?
To kind of go back to not wanting to develop a complicated mechanism within our product and not shy away from our, I guess, I don't know what the right word is, standards or, again, we've always preached that we want to keep it simple. And so I've heard this too. I've heard other people say, well, now you're not simple. And it's like, well, a lot of the diehard limb driven or limb driver fans out there they're just like, hey, I'm fine with it just the way I am, the way it is. I don't need this product. And that's okay. That's good. We appreciate you guys supporting Limb Driven, whether it's from us or whether it's from Hamsky or whoever. Again, trying to bring the technology to the market. And we just, again, we don't want to, we still want our diehard people to want to use our products the way that they've always been and the way that they were intended from the beginning.
Yeah. And all that tells me is you're sticking to your guns and you're doubling down on education of your product and why you guys feel it's better than everything else. And I think a lot of people, especially in the hunting industry and especially in the bigger brands, and if that brand has been absorbed by the Faradines of the world or whatever the case is, it becomes about SKUs, available SKUs, and less about technology. Like, we have this SKU, we have this SKU, we have everything that everybody wants. But then that tells me, like, okay, you're developing products to create product margin, or not margin, market share, instead of truly developing a product for a specific need, like to fill a need from your customer, and not to fill a space in a box store. You know what I mean? And so I like that approach, and it tells me that you guys are developing new products for the right reasons. Like, when a company does that, I feel like that's for the right reasons. You mentioned simple. What makes your products, what makes Vapor Trail products simple? And I'm going to say, I look at an Aero Rest like the Whisker Biscuit, which is the most simple Aero Rest that there possibly could ever be. Or, you know, it checks a lot of boxes for guys who actually want the simplest thing ever.
Yeah.
Right. And so talk to me a little bit about how Vapor Trail actually keeps it simple and why your products are so simple.
Yeah. I mean, from the very beginning, I think that's where, you know, Limb Driven was developed basically by taking an old Tiger Tough Aero Rest and just, there used to be a little screw that stuck out that you would use to increase or decrease your spring tension on that flipper rest. And we basically just tied a cord to it and brought it to a limb. And is that simple, right? You don't need to have an arrow or a bow press to set one up. You know, and now some of the cable driven companies have come out with accessories where you don't necessarily have to press the bow. You can just attach, you know, it's a little football thing or whatever to the cable. And you can do it that way as well. But again, just trying to keep it simple. There's no mechanism inside the rest. There's no locking sear. There's no little pin that, you know, could fail. We've had, you know, it's just a spring. The internal mechanism is just a spring. That's all it is. And we, you know, I'd be lying if I said you don't have, you know, a failure from time to time. But I tell you what, there are some guys who have, they claim to have tens of thousands of shots through their Aero Rest before that spring fails. Yeah. And so, you know, if there's one problem I think that we have, it's that we make a product that lasts too long. And that, you know, it's a good thing. Absolutely. You know, and I think that goes back to you talking about kind of the morality of developing products, and whether you're creating them just to have SKUs or you're creating a product because you want it to last and because you want your customers to be satisfied with what you're developing. And that's kind of where we're at. I mean, we've cycled Aero Rest, you know, 50,000, 60,000 times without a failure. So that proves to us that, you know, you're getting a product that's going to last for a long time. And when it comes to archery, right, like the bow is the big thing, right? Like every year the attention is brought to what's going to be the new bow this year. What's going to be the new bow this year? Not everybody does this, but there's a lot of people that they have to have the latest and greatest bow every single year. But you don't always have to buy new accessories. you can take that aeroress and transfer it from bow to bow to bow. I mean, I've had the same limb driver on 8 different bows over the course of a decade, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what we strive to do, is just keep it simple, keep it bulletproof, and just build a great product.
Your little one grew 3 inches overnight. Adorable. Also, expensive. Sell their pint-sized pieces on Depop and list them in minutes with no selling fees. Because somewhere, a dad refuses to pay full price for the clothes his kids will outgrow tomorrow. And he's ready to buy your son's entire wardrobe right now. Consider your future growth spurt budget secured. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
You mentioned something about that little football that's attached to the cable for cable-driven rest. That is the actual reason why I moved to a cable-driven rest, is because the last cable-driven rest that I had was not serviced into the string. It was put on with that accessory. Mm-hmm. and over time, whether that's expansion and contraction from cold to heat, moisture somehow worked its way into it.
Yeah.
I noticed that as I'm shooting, there was slack, and I noticed that my fletchings were hitting my arrow rest, and it wasn't working like it was supposed to. And then I had to go back up, and I'd shoot it 100 plus more times. And then I had to continue to do that because there was something that was happening. And so I'm that type of person who's just like, okay, I'm going to eliminate this problem. And I'm going to then move into, I'm going to try limb driven and see where that works.
Yeah.
And then since then I've been really lucky and mm-hmm. not had any issues with it. So, any limb driven rest that I've shot. So, how does the aero rest market, like, how does Vapor Trail stay sexy and stay like, dude, have you heard about the new Vapor Trail? Dude, Vapor Trail, all the hype that is around certain products, even when they're not, like you said, the bow, well, the aero rest and the sights, they're secondary, right? Bows first, accessories second.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys maintain a level of excitement about your products?
Well, I think, you know, me dealing with most of the marketing over the last like 5 years, I mean, we've never really had much for marketing at all. And so we're in this position where it's like, if we don't start doing something, you know, we're going to lose a ton of market share because our competitors are hitting it heavy. And so I think that's a big part of it. I think the podcast has helped quite a bit to help with brand awareness. We're mostly known for our bowstrings. That's what we've been doing. That's been our bread and butter for over 30 years. And so that's where a majority of our dealer base came from. And then, we started a campaign several years ago called 2 Points of Contact. And the point of that is when you're at full draw, your arrow is making contact with your string and with your arrow rest. And that's it. So those are the two most important things that need to be consistent in my mind. I mean, obviously your timing needs to be good and all these other things with your bow, right? But mm-hmm. you can't have your string stretching and moving on you, you know, from one day to the next when you're out deer hunting, because that's going to change your point of impact. You know, your rest has to be consistent, has to be coming up the same every single time. And so I think there's a lot of people, and you'll see this, Matthews is great at this, right? Because like they come out with their bridge lock stabilizers and now it's like, they don't have to do anything as far as like, even talk about the benefits of why you should use a Matthews stabilizer. If you buy a Matthews bow, those Matthews customers got to have the accessories too. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of where that has kind of gone. We're kind of starting to try to take it down that road a little bit, where it's like, you want a couple of Vapor Trail with a Vapor Trail arrow rest with a set of Vapor Trail strings, because you're going to get the best consistency and quality that you can out of those two products by coupling them together.
Right.
And so I think that's one of the things that's been really huge. I think I mentioned the podcast. I think that that's helped create a lot of brand awareness. We've got a lot of people that know we build strings and don't know we make rests, and vice versa. And so, you know, a lot of people think that we're still called limb driver, and they're like, oh, I didn't know Vapor Trail made limb driver. You know, so some of those things to try to, you know, try to get that point across. And, you know, we brought in a videographer, photographer on retainer, and he's arguably one of the best and upcoming photographers, videographers in the space. And we're blessed to have him. And so That's created some sexiness to the brand, you know. Unfortunately, I have to be the talent, so that kind of takes it down a notch, but, but other than that, you know, just trying to beat the drum as hard as we can and as much as we possibly can. We don't have a big marketing budget, so everything we do is boots on the ground, grassroots approach, collaborations with other brands that are up and coming, and just trying to do everything we can to stay as relevant as possible.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Anything else before we shut her down here about Vapor Trail? I mean, vaportrailarchery.com is where you can go check out the strings and the rests and everything like that. But anything new coming down the pipe that, or whether it's products or announcements that we should be aware of?
Always something new, of course. We're already in the process of working on our next aero rest. Again, we want to... It's not a technology thing. It's more or less an economics thing as far as like providing product that is more affordable, that still has the same features as some of our high-end stuff. So we're looking at doing that. We're basically going to revamp our entire line, because over the past, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, we've added a ton of product to our lineup, and now some of our aero rests are kind of becoming obsolete. So we're going to try to clean that up a little bit. As you know, we also own Stokerized. So we just launched a new quick disconnect that is amazing. It's called the QDX. When we purchased Stokerized in 2020, there was a quick disconnect that we just didn't like how it functioned. And so we killed that SKU in thinking that we were going to be launching something fairly quickly, and we did, and we've been talking about it for the better part of 3 years now, but we finally finalized the design. We launched that at ATA. People are really liking that quick disconnect. It's different than any other one on the market, and it allows you to align your label on your stabilizer, which is not the reason why we initially designed it, but you'd be surprised how many people or ask.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity, and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Thing about it's really frustrating when I put my stabilizer on my bow and my branding label doesn't align properly because you're at the mercy of the nut that's in the riser of the bow. And all you can do is add washers to it or whatever, but it's still just never perfect. So with this product, you can align that label perfectly every time. And that's why people love it.
That's hilarious to me. It's like image is everything, man. Yeah. I got to have it looking good in order for it to perform good. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and BS with us about Vapor Trail. And I'm looking forward to seeing what comes in 2026 from you guys. Always enjoy following along.
Yeah.
Of course, for everybody who's listening, The Range podcast, it's the Vapor Trail and Stoker Eyes podcast hosted by Ricky here, is on the Sportsman's Empire podcast network. So not only are you listening to this podcast, but go check out The Range as well. Outside of that, do me a huge favor and go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave a review on the Hunting Gear podcast. The Hunting Gear podcast now is on YouTube as well. So there's going to be more content coming this spring, video content that's coming this spring and into the summer. Other than that, thank you guys all for following along. Good vibes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Sam.
How many discounts does USAA auto insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/autodiscounts. Restrictions apply.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task. Unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into... Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.